Well, the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro in the last year and a half or so has been doing a great job of holding the Critical Issues Series or Critical Issue Forums, and they are back with their first one of 2022. It was just held this morning and once again was taking a look at our economic outlook, not just nationally and in North Carolina, but also our regional and local economies. Joining me on the phone to talk a little bit more about some of the main themes discussed this morning is President and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro, Aaron Nelson, as well as the special guest for this Economic Outlook Forum, Dr. Michael Walden, renowned economist and a distinguished professor over at NC State. Aaron and Dr. Walden, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today on 97.9 The Hill.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yes.
So, Dr. Walden, I do want to start with you first. We were pretty much covering this topic about a year ago today. I looked it up and we chatted about this same topic in March last year. And it might not feel like a whole lot has changed for folks in some ways, and in other ways it has feel like things have changed. And I know it's hard to find kind of big year-to-year trends, but from what you talked about in the forum today, can you fill in our listeners on generally where do we stand this year versus last regionally?
Yeah, well, good news and challenges. The good news is the economy has much improved over a year ago and certainly over 2 years ago. Many businesses are finding their revenues are actually at peak levels. We do have challenges. Labor force is the biggest challenge. What we're seeing there are some people are still not back in the labor force. There are several reasons for that. Also, there's been a labor reallocation. A lot of people are working at lower paying jobs, got reskilled during the pandemic, and now they're taking higher paying jobs, so that creates challenges for those businesses they've left. Inflation, of course, is the number one issue right now, 7.5% latest reading, highest we've seen in 40 plus years, and that sets up, I think, my biggest concern for this year. The Federal Reserve is the agency that has to deal with inflation. They're going to try to slow the economy down, take some of the heat out, take some of the pressure off prices. But the challenge for them is to do that without slowing it down so much that we go into a recession. So I think business people need to really watch the Federal Reserve this year and have in their back pocket a plan if things don't work out and we do have a slight recession at the end of 2022.
That is certainly a hot topic and a projection I think is going to catch a lot of people's attention. Turning to you now, Aaron, obviously you're very plugged into the businesses in our community. What business trends have we been seeing that do impact the economy? I know that Dr. Walton just mentioned some there, but from your experience, what are you seeing?
Well, we conduct a survey of local employers annually for the last 15 years, and we've been asking those questions in February. So we're able to see this February, the survey of 100 local businesses last week, and then the first February of the pandemic, but we also have 2020 in a pre-pandemic February before the lockdowns. And what we're seeing is that, you know, as expected, last year they reported that the economy was having a big negative impact on their business. They were optimistic last year that things would get better. They're even more optimistic today, and we're seeing much a more positive local business community, particularly those that have been hit the hardest in our in restaurants and hospitality and some of the other industries that are sort of hands-on businesses like hair care, nails, tattoo, you know, businesses where people touch each other. Those are really rough a year ago, and folks are feeling much better and are very optimistic about Omicron and other things sort of fading away and getting back to normal.
And we know that we have talked a good bit with local government about how things are looking on that front from their perspective. Hey, spending was actually up. That's good for local businesses. And we've talked in the past, too, about how our local economy does seem positioned well to bounce back from this pandemic, but it is extending a good bit. So, Aaron, sticking with you, can you share with our audience in your perspective and kind of the professional perspective why our local economy is strong based on its current structure?
Well, we have talked before that college towns, and Chapel Hill in particular, are late into recessions and first out. It turns out that pandemic impacts were also slow to feel them and quick to get out. And the reality is with a university and a hospital pumping, I don't know, $300 million a month in payroll into our community, plus the other major employers in our community were not affected by the pandemic. So public schools, local government, most of our major employers are in the public sector. And so wages continued to get paid. People got their stimulus funds. The businesses that were threatened got a good deal of federal help, and that has kept cash flowing in our economy. We did better than most, and we're feeling good coming out of it. So Dr. Walden, you've asked folks to pay attention to what the Fed does. What you think that means for a small business? If they raise rates by 1%, what should a small business expect to see the impacts?
Well, they want to slow things down. I mean, when they raise rates, they want to discourage some people and businesses from borrowing. They want to discourage people from spending as much. They don't want to send the economy in negative, but they do want to slow things down. So I think all businesses will feel, whether you're small, medium, or large, all businesses will feel at the slower pace of the economy. The benefit, hopefully, will be that we get inflation under control, get that 7.5% down to 3 or 4% by year's end. But it'll be a challenge for the Fed. That's why I'm telling people, really focus on a laser. When the Fed meets every other month, find out what they did, what they say they're going to do, because that's going to affect everyone in the economy.
We are speaking with Dr. Michael Walden, who we're just hearing there. He's a professor, distinguished professor over at NC State and a renowned local economist. We also have on us with the call today, Aaron Nelson, president and CEO of the Chamber for Greater Chapel Hill Carrboro. And we're talking about some of the main themes discussed in today's Economic Outlook for 2022, a forum that was held by the Chamber this morning. If you want to find some more highlights and if you want to revisit that discussion, it will be posted on carolinachamber.org in the coming days. And Dr. Walden, I do want to continue with you. Obviously, North Carolina's economy is going to be very much affected by the national economy. But how is North Carolina as a state specifically looking? Because we've heard a good bit regarding the state government of, oh my goodness, there's a lot of money that they weren't expecting from tax windfall. They have a lot of money in reserves. What does that reflect in your perspective?
Well, North Carolina looks very good coming out of the pandemic. We've done as well as any state throughout the pandemic. Obviously, we've suffered. Last year, there was $10 billion of new investment announced for the state. So the state's on a roll. I expect those announcements to continue. I think North Carolina is actually going to be stronger post-pandemic. A lot of folks, for a variety of reasons, don't want to stay where they are. They're going to look to come to North Carolina. That's really going to fuel our growth. It's going to help grow our labor supply, which is a concern for everyone. So I think very bright days are ahead for North Carolina. Our big challenge is to make sure we can spread that prosperity to everywhere in the state, not just the metro areas, but also the small towns and rural areas.
Yeah, I think that makes a whole lot of sense to keep an eye on. And turning back to our specific area with Aaron Nelson, are there any other takeaways that you want to share, Aaron, from that recent economic conditions survey that the Chamber put out? What else stood out to you when looking over those results?
Well, we asked people what three words best describe your current economic condition and what three words best describe your economic outlook. And, you know, those words, the top 10 words that are in there are really optimistic. There's the word cautiously appears often in their responses. So cautiously optimistic growth. What we've noted is the expression is we're all in the same storm, but different boats. And that there's some industries for which this has been extraordinary, very successful, best years ever. And in general, the businesses are doing better than they have in the past, and they're feeling pretty good. We just got to make sure that we are, how do we suss out those that are still struggling, provide them the technical assistance, support, marketing, help connecting with customers, help connecting with employees that they need in order to be successful. But I do think we're moving from crisis support and crisis mitigation into a period of recovery and then looking forward.
Well, we have a couple more minutes with Aaron Nelson and Dr. Michael Walden, so I want to turn back to you, Dr. Walden. Is there anything else that you think our listeners should know about how things are looking for our regional economy here in the Triangle? Anything else that you want to say to kind of put a bow on the conversation?
Well, one thing I think is going to happen as we go forward is we're going to have a lot of what economists call job churning. The economy is changing very, very rapidly, pushed by technology. That means we're creating new jobs, but we're actually going to probably destroy a lot of other jobs. And we need to be ready to retrain people. A lot of people are middle-aged. They can't afford to spend 2 or 4 years in college. We need to be ready to retrain them quickly for the new jobs that are on the rise. And I think that's the biggest challenge for North Carolina.
That certainly is going to be a fascinating one as well, long term. Aaron, turning back to you, anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know? And I also want to ask, what else can people be on the lookout from the Chamber when it comes to the Critical Issues Forum and Critical Issues Series in 2022?
Sure. Well, thank you for asking about that. Every quarterly, we're going to have this event where, you know, over 100 people gather and get good information. One of our customer promises is, how do we connect you with the information you need in order to make good decisions? So our next one is going to be with folks running for office and existing elected officials. It'll be virtual, very easy to join the meeting. You can go to our website and find out about it. I want to underscore what Dr. Walden just said and encourage businesses, you know, if it's feeling good, and I hate to put a damper on it, we need to be planning. What is the backup plan? We got good at pivot. But now as we look out, we got a plan for 5% growth. What's your plan for double-digit growth? And then what's your plan if things go south? I remember teaching my kid, a 16-year-old, when we're driving, and it's like, anticipate that that car is not going to do what you think it's going to do. You know, as we approach the intersections of this economy, just be prepared for it to not go like you hope. And you know, we're figuring out how to keep one, you know, cover the brake, but have your foot on the gas.
Have a playbook in some form or fashion. That's what I'm hearing, at
yes,
least.
Please.
Yeah, that's what I'm hearing. Well, again, this Economic Outlook Forum for 2022 will be able to be found on carolinachamber.org, and you can find all other things that the Chamber is up to there as well, whether it's with this Critical Issues series and other forums they put on, as well as so many other events throughout the community, carolinachamber.org. And again, thanks to Aaron Nelson, the president of the Chamber, and Dr. Michael Walden, renowned economist and professor over at NC State, for taking the time to join us today on 97.9 The Hill.
Thank you very much.
Well, we are grateful to have a local radio station like you who's really helped our community navigate its way through this crisis so that we can emerge successful on the other side. So thank you very much, WCHL, and you particularly, Brian.